Hi, this is Claire Casey, and you're listening to Dump Radar, 8 Signs It's About to Happen to You, and How to Fix It or Deep Six It, and What Not to Do. You used to talk on the phone every day, but lately it's been more like once a week. You can't seem to get him to commit to weekend plans. He's always trying to keep his options open. And you've been trying to ignore your sinking feeling he's about to give you the infamous boy astronaut, I need space speech. You were sure you were imagining things, because frankly, the sex is still awesome, if you actually have it. Plus, he recently upgraded his haircut, wardrobe, and gym routine, which is lovely because he had been getting so annoyingly casual lately. But now, suddenly, you suspect all the new changes may not be for you. Being dumped is a whole universe of suck. It's bad enough when you know it's coming, but it's far, far worse when you don't. And what about those times when you think you're about to be dumped and you do the exact wrong thing at the wrong time and end up being responsible for your own miserable breakup in a way you never intended? All the girlfriends that say, hey, now you don't have to tolerate all his pain-in-the-ass habits, you're free, you can find yourself, you can do all the things he didn't want to do. You love those girlfriends. But they make you want to scream. They make you want to stab things, even cute things. Especially cute things. Because there's just no getting around a massive hit like that to your self-esteem. You feel like a reject, an idiot, a sucker, and most of all, a loser. You question your attractiveness, your intelligence, your basic acceptableness as a human being. You want to cut your hair, take a sledgehammer to your apartment, and firebomb his prissy little car. Damn that man. But what if you had magic future vision? What if you could look a week, a month, even a year ahead in time and know how things were going to turn out? Think of all the headaches, sleepless nights, and double vodka tonics that might save you. That would seriously put you in the seat of power in any relationship. You would calmly look ahead, see with perfect clarity what was about to happen, and make a decision about what you want to do now. Which means no more time wasted on a douchebag guy. No more effort poured into a relationship that's going nowhere. No more horrible, embarrassing surprise, I need space talks. No more surprise, embarrassing anything, actually, because you would know in advance and you could decide whether you wanted to keep the relationship or deep six it and move on. And so long as we're hanging out in La La Land, let's add one more pretty little twist with sparkles. What if you could also know what moves you're tempted to make, because you've done this before, that just might wreck paradise? In other words, you would have your own personal mini Dr. Phil or Dear Abby, a mini superstar straight thinker, letting you know not only what the right moves are in any given relationship situation, but also what the wrong ones would be. Guess what? That's exactly what Dump Radar is all about. I'm so glad you're here. Because even if you don't need it right now, if you're in or about to be in a major relationship, this will come in pretty handy. It's not going to be painfully long, incredibly complex, or even very hard to master. And yet, you'll find it's going to be a major power tool, a whole garage kitted out with them, for any strong woman who wants to build the relationship of her dreams without the drama and difficulty. So, no reason to delay any longer. Let's head into the women-only tool shed and see what's there. 8 signs he's about to dump you and what to do about it. I'm not going to promise you that all relationships will follow these particular patterns, but the truth is that most of them do. What I want to give you is a very powerful and on-target dump radar system or a thorough tune-up to your existing dump radar. There can be some problems with the advice you'll find on the internet and on dating sites, or even the kind of advice your gal pals will share. In fact, we'll talk in a moment about the biggest one of all that most dating gurus and relationship pros get completely and totally wrong. Hint, it's all about sex. And you can feel free to fast forward ahead, but be sure to come back too. First of all, though, I want to acknowledge your woman's intuition as a starting point for your dump radar. Number one, you just have that feeling. Women's intuition is a fact, not a myth. Most scientists agree that your ability to feel a hard-to-define but clearly there hint that something is amiss in your relationship is based on your social power and your ability to read complex emotions. Men can do this, but not nearly as well. In fact, there are very few who are really good at navigating the complex tangle of emotional currents in a normal relationship. This is why they tend to prefer straight-out communication rather than feeling your way along, which you've probably done plenty of times. In fact, it's usually true that guys will avoid complex emotional situations entirely, forever, if given the option. They don't like a game they know they'll lose. So, when you feel that little ping on your emotional radar that things aren't going well, they probably aren't. Fix it. Try a straight-out conversation with him. Try not to use touchy-feely language. Instead, talk to him in an intimate, friend-to-friend manner without heavy emotional pressure. Let him know things seem off to you and you're wondering if something's not going the way he'd hoped. Deep six it. If you've been feeling this way for a while and talking to him hasn't revealed anything helpful, or if you're getting this dump radar ping and several other warning signs, it may be time to go ahead and have a let's part ways conversation. Wrong approach. Don't do anything without the conversation. There could be a legit reason, say his boss is on him, he's worried about finances, your mom's driving him nuts, etc., behind your intuition that something's wrong. Trying to move quickly to dump him before he can dump you is a guaranteed way to make a potentially fixable situation permanently broken. Number two, the non-signal. The sex stays the same or even improves. This is the one I warned you about earlier. Nearly every single person thinks that when the sex is off, the relationship is off. They'll tell you that if you're not having sex with your guy anymore, he's probably becoming less interested and starting to look around for, or has already found, another girlfriend. Here's the trap. The dump radar sign of declining or non-existent sex is usually only true in a committed, exclusive relationship. And by that I mean a marriage, typically. Unless you have a ring on your finger or you both have agreed to commit exclusively to each other, including finances as well as body parts, I don't recommend that you be exclusive at all. If you're dating a guy and you think you're in a committed, exclusive relationship, but the two of you haven't discussed the issue, guess what? You are not in an exclusive relationship. You may be committed to him, but he's not committed to you. The plain, hard fact of the matter is that guys can have epic, mind-blowing sex with women they are not in love with. With women they don't even particularly like. It is incredibly hard for women to understand this because it just isn't how we operate. But there it is. You may be on the verge of breakup and never know it by looking at the sex. Okay, fix it. If your sex is still pretty good, but even so you're feeling a ping on your dump radar, take a look at the other signs, that means check ahead, and find out if there are multiple indicators that something's going wrong in your relationship. You'll need more than a single thing to go by. Follow the fix-it advice on one of those signals that you're getting. Deep six-it. Since great sex isn't really going to be an indicator that you're about to be dumped, there's not a lot to say here. But congratulations, you're having great sex. Wrong approach. Don't launch any accusations without taking a close look at your original agreements as a couple. Did you explicitly agree to be exclusive? Because you can't expect him to just know anything. Number three, plans becomes a dirty word. He can't seem to commit to a weekend in the mountains, even with several weeks lead time. He still hasn't gotten back to you about the intimate dinner at home plans for Saturday night, and it's the day of, and you can't shop for groceries if he won't tell you he's coming. He said he'd be at the club to meet you and your friends after work on Thursday and on Friday, but he never showed. Heaven forbid you should actually pay for tickets to anything. If you can't make plans and count on him to be there, you're probably getting a solid indication that he's feeling some heavy-duty fear of commitment. Fix it. Start making plans that don't include him, and let him remember what it feels like to not have you around. I'm not talking about being angry and vindictive or sleeping with other guys. I just mean you should pursue your exciting, fun, and interesting life without going out of your way to include him. Yes, it's tough, but look around. There are so many places to go and so many friends to go with. I know you'd really like to do these things with him, but you are still a complete person even without a man. And chances are, if he really does like you and wants to be with you, he'll experience the letdown of no longer being at the center of your sparkling, shining universe, and he'll come right along. Deep six it. If he's not seriously invested in you, the tactic above will expose his feelings. Then you can have the sit-down conversation with him that lets him know you're ready to move on. Yep, it hurts. But it's better than having him string you along for sex until you get into a screaming match and say things in the ugliest possible manner. Wrong approach. Don't draw up more rules for your relationship, like telling him he really needs to be able to attend at least one of your dinners with your family every month, and you expect him to call at least once per day or else, and he needs to item X by date Y. Don't constantly remind him of your rules or deliver extended lectures or guilt-imposing rants. You're not his mom, his boss, or his secretary. Thank goodness. Number four, he does half hugs and other pulling away body language. You used to get full frontal hugs. Now he hugs you from the side or gives you one of those torso-only hugs, which he could also comfortably give your mom or baby sister. Check for other pulling away body language signs, too. Does he cross his arms when the two of you are having a conversation? Does he gaze into your eyes when you're out together for dinner? Or do his eyes keep flicking away to every other girl or television or opening and shutting door in the place? Does he nod when you talk, or does he seem to be anything but listening? Fix it. Pulling away body language doesn't necessarily mean the death knell for a relationship. What it does mean is that he's either feeling stressed and uncomfortable or bored and restless. So try giving him some room to breathe. Take a step or two back from the intimacy, and he's likely to stop feeling so overwhelmed. If the problem is that he's bored, then encourage him to do some of the things he finds powerfully engaging, whether that means a guy's night out, a kayaking trip with buddies, or an action movie marathon. Whatever it is, let him do it without you there, so that he remembers how good it is to enjoy the things he's passionate about. Deep six it. If you're getting pulling away body language along with other dump radar signs, you may decide you're ready to stop investing so much into Mr. OK so that you can pour your energy into making yourself available for Mr. Awesome. When you have your friendly conversation to give him the news, use your body language to let him know you're disappointed but not devastated. Touch him calmly on the knee or arm as you explain your desire to move on, and even offer him a half hug and a winning smile when you part ways. This takes the lid off the pressure cooker, makes you look good, and also leaves the door open for a possible friendship down the road. Wrong approach. Don't pull out your flirty moves. That's lip licking, hair touching, sultry looks, leaning in, sexy walk, in an effort to draw him back. If he's feeling overwhelmed, this will backfire. And if he really is starting to reconsider his relationship with you, this sort of behavior only makes you seem desperate. And desperation is not sexy. Number 5. You get the "I need space" boy astronaut speech. Okay, this one's pretty obvious as signs go, but it doesn't always mean he's ready to hit the road. Sometimes it means exactly what it sounds like. He needs space and genuinely wants you to help him get that. Not because he's shaking you off, but because the pace is scaring him and he needs to slow it down in order to not be flung from the relationship roller coaster entirely. Fix it. It's not hard to put solutions for this one into place. Simply start making more plans that don't require his presence. Keep living your life. Keep loving the things you do. Keep following your passions and building your career. Just don't inform him of your every move. Don't call and text him every day. And don't expect him to show for every event you're involved with. Give the boy some space. Let him know you're there, but also let him breathe. Absence really does make the heart grow fonder. Deep six it. To determine from his space speech that he really is interested in breaking things off with you, you need to ask him that question outright. Now, don't ask it unless you're willing to hear the answer. The soft approach is to try the repair work first and ask that hard question later. But if you find out he's ready to move on, well, you're going to be in a world of pain for a while, but chances are you've probably already been hurting. And now you can get to an end of that and have some closure. Phew. Wrong approach. If you try to coerce him into keeping things at their current pace and position, he's likely to leave immediately. Same thing goes for if you say you'll both back off a bit, but then you just continue to behave as you did before. Number 6. He's failing the in front of friends test. If he's ditching you once his friends arrive or talking ugly about you to his friends or yours, you are in the wrong match to start with. But if you started out well and lately he's just not claiming you in public, and by that I mean holding your hand or not giving you a hug or a kiss if his friends are present, things like that. Or if you used to feel like his friends completely accepted you as his girlfriend, and then lately they're not quite so friendly, there's definitely something going on. He may have shared confidences about you that had no business being shared, or he may have already told his friends he's moving on. This doesn't mean there's no chance for the relationship, but it's definitely a more serious sign than some of the others. Fix it. Find a neutral time, i.e. not when it's happening, and a place, which is not your place or his, to talk with him seriously about what you've experienced. If there are very private issues you believe have been inappropriately shared with others, you can ask him calmly and directly about them. Kissing and telling is not appropriate in any situation. Now, whether he confirms or denies the breach, you'll be able to tell a lot from his demeanor. A man who's hiding something is going to be angry and defensive. A humble, loving man will be very sorry you're hurt and he'll want to make you believe in him again. If it's simpler, like the fact that he used to put his arm around you in public but now he seems to avoid touching you at all, you can describe that shift and ask him if something's changed for him recently. Then stop talking and allow him the space to give you his honest answer. If he's willing to hear you and talk about it, there's lots of hope that you'll be able to repair the relationship and keep moving forward. Deep six it. There's very little room in any healthy relationship for private or public disrespect. Nearly everyone has ugly arguments and issues in private, but when those go public, it can be a clear sign that the relationship is not healthy at all. It may not be worth the energy of fixing it, and if you feel safe in doing it, you should definitely explain your reasons for letting him go his own way. Wrong approach. It's easy to be angry and hurt over this one, but whatever you do, don't play the same game. It's never appropriate to publicly belittle, trash talk, or vindictively disrespect the person you're dating. Number 7, he won't return your calls and texts. The two of you used to talk several times a week, but now entire weeks go by and he isn't returning your calls or responding to your text messages. Yes, he apologizes, and you know he's busy with work, but something feels off, and you're wondering if you're about to be dumped. Fix it. Start by separating this into two possible issues. Possibility number 1, you're expecting too much. You're geared for daily contact, and at first he tried to keep up, but he's not a daily contact kind of guy. It doesn't necessarily mean he's not that into you. It does mean you have different expectations and may need to compromise. Take a step back, breathe, and let him show you his preferred level of contact. Then decide whether or not you can work with that. Possibility number 2. He really is drifting away. If you want to see what you can do to keep him, try this. Cut all the calls out for a few days and shift back to texting only, but not just any texting. The only text you should send him is a single sexy memory text, maybe 2, something to just open the door to letting him pursue you again, something to tease and arouse his interest. Be sure to leave the end open so that he's invited to text back, like this. Remember that crazy thing we did after the midnight movie marathon? You were so sexy. I'm still thinking about... ... Here's another one. I just heard that song again. The one that reminds me of how much I loved it when you... ... Here's a third. I was in the hot tub last night and got to thinking again about that time we... ... If you want more of those, by the way, you totally need Michael Fiore's text The Romance back. It will blow your mind. Deep six it. If you already know you're finished with this relationship, it's easy enough to let your own rate of contact drift downward along with his. That is, if you're unwilling to have the awkward but honest and well-intentioned conversation about why you're setting off in a different direction. Wrong approach. Don't obsessively start trying to reach him. Don't call, text, and message him as if someone has just died. Not only is that creepy, it is unsexy. Also, don't apologize all over the place when you do reach him. You haven't done anything wrong. All you need to do is shift into a new, less overwhelming pattern of communication. Number 8. He has a new haircut, cologne, clothes, and gym membership. Uh-oh. Your boyfriend or lover is suddenly sprucing up, and you get the feeling all the effort is not happening for your benefit. Of course, some of it simply might be a result of New Year's resolutions, an urge to cut back on the beer after a particularly bad hangover, or a desire to look good for an upcoming high school reunion. But it could also be another woman has captured his interest and he's getting his game on. It could be that once the two of you connected, one or both of you stopped trying as hard to be the energetic, appealing people you normally are. Did you trade your cocktail dress for sweats? Or your moto racing dates for watching Big Bang Theory at home? Fix it. Are you up for a challenge? If you want to draw some of his newfound energy toward you, why not invite him to run a Tough Mudder or a sprint triathlon or some other energizing event with you? Get your own hair freshly styled. Spruce up your own wardrobe. Make a leap for that dream you put on the back burner. And see if you can't recapture the magic that first attracted him to you. Also, consider whether there is any thrill of the chase left for him. Did you let him catch you completely? If so, shift gears. Get out and follow your dreams and passions. Make dates with other guys. Let the world see how you throw sparks just by being yourself. It may be just the thing for reminding him why he was so interested in you to start with. Deep six it. You've seen them together, or you already know he's found someone new and you're not interested enough to try to win him back. Sometimes you can avoid feeling like the runner-up in a beauty pageant by stepping up your engagement with another guy, but the simple fact is that the best way to keep a slow breakup from consuming so much of your life is to confront it head-on. Find a time and place that are convenient for you both and make it clear you're ready to move on. Wrong approach. Whining, pleading, and crying in front of him are out. If you hit him with a motherload of complicated, stormy emotion, he will do anything, including outright lies, to get you off his case. Let your pain come out in private with trusted girlfriends, but keep a pleasant face in public, no matter what approach, whether you fix it or nix it, that you're deciding to take. Okay, I have one more thing for you before we end. And that is, should you save a dying relationship? It is never, ever fun to begin to realize you're about to lose the relationship you care most about. And there are many angles to consider before you decide to give up on it entirely. Number one, the backlog of success test. Think about the hardships you've already successfully been through together. It may be that you're willing to go through a few more because you've built up so much history together. Number two, the "we really were a team" test. Sometimes you get to thinking, "I built all this myself without any help from him," when that may be an exaggeration. Was he the one who encouraged you to go back to school or follow your dreams or strike out as a freelancer? Was he the one who covered for you when you screwed up that time? If so, the relationship may be worth continuing to work on. Number three, the "we have a great support system" test. If you have a great network of friends and family who really believe in the two of you, it may be time to tap into their help. Consider asking them for advice or assistance as the two of you work through your issues. Number four, the trust test. Do you know that he's going to be honest with you, even if he doesn't like what's happening in your relationship? Do you feel like you can trust him completely, even if things are crappy? That's something worth considering because it doesn't come along very often. You can do a lot together if you know you can count on the other person, no matter how difficult things get. And the last one is number six, the big pieces test. Sometimes we get all out of sorts over issues that don't really call for a breakup. He doesn't call you by that pet name anymore. Romance is harder to maintain. He's short-tempered or impatient. Lots of these small signs are indicative of bigger issues in the relationship, but sometimes they're just small things. If the biggest, most important parts of your relationship are intact and functional, don't sweat the small stuff. You've got the best. You can tweak the rest. If you'd like to chat more or ask a question or share your story, be sure to head over to my Facebook page. I'll look forward to the conversation. Meanwhile, stay strong, beautiful. This is Claire Casey.